products that I look after. One is called Adobe Audition, which was formerly known as Cool Edit Pro.
Right.
And that's our flagship audio tool designed for audio professionals. So folks that are, you know, musicians to recording and mastering engineers, folks in broadcast doing post for both television and radio. So we have that product that we actually launched an update of that, Audition 3, about a year ago. And then we have Soundbooth, which is a product we introduced with Creative Suite 3 as kind of a new category of audio app designed for folks who don't know a lot about audio. So it's really targeted toward our Creative Pro customers who may be video editors or motion graphics folks or Flash professionals who occasionally need to work with audio, but it's not their primary thing. It's not their primary tool. So Soundbooth has some of the capabilities that Audition has, but it's packaged and the interface is certainly quite different.
Talk a little bit about the development process for establishing the feature list and what kind of features you're going to take out of Audition and incorporate in a program like Soundbooth, and how you can do that so that they're accessible to people who really, in many cases, don't have a clue how audio even works.
I mean, we did a lot of talking to a lot of customers. That was really where we uncovered the need for Soundbooth was in talking to a lot of our video professional customers and our Flash customers who really needed a tool for audio, but when they looked at Audition, it was too much for them. It was overwhelming. Out of that, we started to sort of dig into what was overwhelming about it and try to understand. And really what we found was that, you know, Audition is a very broad tool. It's been around for a long time, has a lot of parameters, a lot of options. Basically, what we did is we took sort of the approach of more of a task-based approach, you know, stepping users through sort of common audio tasks and really coming up with some intelligent defaults, giving them less parameters. So, for example, if you look at the noise reduction that's built into Soundbooth, which was part of Soundbooth CS3, there's basically two sliders there. The noise reduction in Audition, there's probably about 10 or more.
Yes.
So it was really about sort of simplifying and boiling it down to something that, you know, our users can understand. And we tested it a lot. We test the interface in the lab, so quite a bit of usability studies and, you know, customer visits and interviews to really get the feedback to find something that would be more approachable.
And there are a number of the features that are actually essentially wizard controlled.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that is what, in my mind at least, makes Soundbooth unique as an audio tool, is this more task-based orientation to audio and to working with audio.
A lot of the things that happen here, and this happens throughout the CS4 suite, it really is pretty remarkable. The applications seem to be very aware of each other. If you're using one application and you want to do something in Soundbooth, you can launch that from another application. It takes the file and then it passes it back with this round trip kind of technology.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like the sum of the parts, right? It's all integrated together. And what's new this time with Soundbooth is we're not only integrated with the video tools, we're also integrated with Flash authoring, which is also why you see Soundbooth is included both in the video suite production premium as well as in the web suite, the web premium configuration.